You guys know that, like, no offense, ugly scrapyard by Nissan Stadium? It's like 45 acres.
You don't have to apologize. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
This is the theme.
We tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. The first person to laugh is the loser.
They're so bad,
mm-hmm.
yet so good.
Hurts so good.
Yes. Gina is allowed to laugh, and you can laugh if you'd like, if you choose to. All right. All right. Would you like to begin, Jim?
Let's do this.
Wait
crank up the
for
music.
The dramatic music.
What are you? Hacker got into my bank account, then sent me a text saying, save more of your money. This was a waste of my time.
A little true life there. Jim, I started a company that sells trampolines that are disguised as prayer mats.
Really?
Profits are going through the roof.
What are you? Vaping confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
You walk past a bunch of people who look like thugs, but they smell like strawberry muffins.
That's so true.
Jim, I love all the jokes they print on the backs of packages of Oreos. Here's a good one. Serving size, 2 cookies.
Yeah, right.
It's a joke.
Friend of mine just got divorced. They split the house, he and his ex-wife.
Mm.
He got the outside.
Aww.
Cute. Jim, my girlfriend said, undress me using only your words.
Mm.
And I said, there's a spider in your bra.
I once asked a German girl for her number. I'm still waiting for the rest of the digits. All I have is 9.
9. Square root of 81. Jim, Ice-T needs to mow his grass.
Really?
On the next episode of Lawn and Order SVU.
That almost got me, and I really would have...
It was a terrible, terrible joke.
I would have hated myself if I lost on that one.
I thought it was a deliciously terrible joke.
My mom always said to me, you may not be the dumbest guy in the world, but you better hope that that guy doesn't die.
Oh!
Only mom can say those things. Jim, I asked my teacher, Mr. China, is that your real name? And he said, no, it's my maiden name.
Mm. Woody, my body is a temple.
Really?
Ancient, crumbling, cursed, and probably haunted.
Jim, there's a new movie, and a new movie that King Arthur has his sword stuck in ice. It's called Excalibur.
Face palm.
Woody, I'm confused how a cemetery can raise its funeral prices and blame it on the cost of living. Gotcha!
I have that. I like that one because I had it written down like 3 jokes from now.
No way!
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
In today's Nashville, I can totally see how this is going down. Apparently, Metro police officers off duty were partying on the bars in Division Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to go from one bar and get into Losers. And that's when security guards out in front of Losers said, no, you can't come in. An altercation broke out.
Ooh.
One of the cops was taken to the hospital because it hit his head on the ground. There's an investigation going. But yeah, pretty much all the people that are supposed to be in charge of not letting those things happen to other people did it with themselves.
Were the ones.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I heard a brick was involved.
Oh,
a brick to a head or something.
Yikes.
I don't know.
Investigations are continuing.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a thing about like maybe just hit the pavement.
Okay, that's good.
But who knows?
Better than
brick. Science has proven that there's no business more resilient than a furniture store going out of business.
Yeah.
There's Quality Furniture in Murfreesboro, Tennessee that's been in business for 56 years, and at least 50 of those years they've been going out of business. There's signs all over Murfreesboro. It's really funny. It's like all over town, like even if you're on the way on the other side of town, the signs are all over in, you know, on sidewalks saying the final day is going out of business.
Oh, man.
And people are posting going, are you sure? Are you sure? Do you really? Are you?
Yeah,
really?
There was a jeweler in like the Hermitage Donaldson area that seemed to be doing that for years. And like, you just make so much money and you're going out of business now that you're not going out of business?
I know. We've made enough money. Just stay in business. Good for us.
How does that work?
Wow.
So you guys know that 45-acre lot next to Nissan, that ugly scrapyard that's over there?
The eyesore?
Yeah.
Yes.
That ugly thing. So it was actually sold for $245 million.
Yeah.
That's prime.
Which
property.
Is about $5 million per acre, which just blows my mind.
Wow.
And there's no word yet of like what they're going to do with it, but maybe parking, hopefully. But no. Probably apartments.
If they've spent that much money on it, do you really want to park there? Because each time you go, it would cost you like $500. Just to make that $245 million back.
Yeah, that's
around
true.
Around the new stadium, it's all going to be bars and restaurants and stuff like that.
Condos and all that.
Despite all the emails we've sent to Oprah, it's still Monday. There's nothing she can do about it.
Not as powerful as we thought.
No. First of all, happy birthday, Gina!
Thank you! Woo! I'm wearing my birthday girl shirt today.
There you go.
I only break it out one time a year, so.
She plays by the rules. She doesn't wear on anything other than her birthday.
Nope, yep.
So what did you do over the weekend to celebrate your birthday?
Friday night was pretty chill. Saturday, I had like a leadership meeting for church, and then spent $150 too much at Costco.
Yeah.
Literally went in there for one thing and left with multiple.
Of course.
And then Sunday, we went to church and then went to PBR to kind of celebrate like an Earth Day, early birthday.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, it was on Channel 5 yesterday. I tuned in for a little bit.
Yeah, did you see me?
No, I didn't see you. I couldn't see you over the whole sea of cowboy hats. Yeah. Friday, I was kind of having some stomach issues, and it kind of ended up being kind of a stomach bug. So we were going to go to the bull riding on Saturday night, but decided not to because didn't want to have a relapse sitting up in the 300 section.
No, and that would be like literally the worst place to have that. So right. I get that.
Yesterday, my girlfriend and her daughter went to go see the Long Island Medium at TPAC.
Oh.
And while they were gone, I just ate popcorn and watched Blazing Saddles, which is always good for me. One of the things I tried over the weekend is I decided I was going to change the toilet seats.
Oh.
Figured, okay, it's time. So I ordered toilet seats, and I took the old one off and put the new one on, and then I closed the lid, and I realized I got the wrong size.
They don't fit.
Because I guess we have oblong toilets as opposed to perfectly round. So now the toilet seat looks like, you know, somebody with their lower lip sticking out.
Shoot. Now you have to return it and do it all over again.
That's right. I have another project for today.
I spent most of the weekend hiding from the weather.
Yes.
But each day I went out for a couple of hours and embraced the suck of heat and humidity. And a good portion of that was Saturday. It was like all car maintenance day. I changed the oil.
Oh, nice.
All the filters. I changed the windshield wiper fluids, all that
Look
kind
at
of
you.
Stuff.
Wow. Yeah,
it was just like crazy. Got to get this stuff done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of boring. And it looked like somebody had hosed me off, but it was just sweat.
Yeah. It was just sweat.
Just sweat.
Yeah. This is Woody. I live in Murfreesboro, apparently a thriving community where we can't have nice things.
Oh, why not?
I'll give you a little play-by-play. Years ago, of course, Murfreesboro was proudly the home of the world's largest cedar bucket.
Yes.
Tourist attraction, to be sure, and quite a feather in our cap.
Yes. And, all of America was talking
yes,
about it.
And it was burned down by vandals, highwaymen,
hooligans,
miscuants,
not
hooligans.
Vandals,
yes.
Right.
And then, of course, over by MTSU, there's an obelisk, which is the exact center of the state of Tennessee.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's a
that's
huge thing. And, of course, there was a plaque on it. Plaque has been removed, and the obelisk itself has been peed on hundreds of times by drunken MTSU college students. But now, the latest is
the Blue Raiders.
The latest is the tomb of Captain William Lytle, who was one of the founders of Murfreesboro, has been vandalized.
What?
By youths.
they tomb vandaled him?
Yes. He has been tomb vandaled. Apparently, there is a he was one of the founders of the American Revolution, you know, in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
And he didn't start it. But he...
he's not that big of a deal.
Like, he was really behind it.
There's a huge, like, fenced-off graveyard which proudly stands on Northwest Broad Street behind Haynes Brothers Lumber. And apparently, yesterday, somebody went in and desecrated the tomb of Captain William Lytle and other family members.
How dare they?
I know. And the only reason we know about this is because one guy complained about it. They did a story on Channel 5 last night talking to the guy from Murfreesboro.
To the guy who's
to the
mad
guy,
about it.
Yeah. 99.99999% of everyone in Murfreesboro didn't know this was a thing. But apparently this one guy who did an interview on News Channel 5 wearing a complete American Revolutionary uniform that apparently his mom made for him. And he was outraged and not going to take it anymore. Wow. And Murfreesboro, why can't we have nice things?
So it was a targeted attack. And
it was.
This guy went to pay tribute to his hero.
Yes.
And he couldn't.
He couldn't. You know, he was dressed up. He looked great.
I hope you're proud, Murfreesboro.
I know.
You've made this grown man dressed in a Halloween costume cry.
So let's just do better, okay, Murfreesboro? Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. All right. Quickly now, here's what the internet sounded like the last 24 hours.
Taylor Swift is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, or at least that is what all the Easter eggs are pointing to.
All right. The Swifties are detectives. Anything that Taylor Swift says or does, they say there's clues behind it
they
all.
Break it down.
Yep.
And does it mean that she is going to be, well, I mean, that's like the number one entertainment gig of the year every year is the Super Bowl halftime. So she's going to be the entertainment. Maybe. What are the clues?
The clues are when she was on the podcast, her boyfriend's podcast, announcing her new album, she mentioned that she's been really into sourdough bread lately.
Yes. Okay.
And has been thinking about sourdough bread 60% of the time.
Ooh.
The next Super Bowl is Super Bowl 60, and it will take place in San Francisco, the home of the San Francisco 49ers, whose mascot is, as we all know, Sourdough Sam.
Mm-hmm. There's also another weird one, too.
Yeah. Let that sink in about Sourdough Sam.
I know. Like, I mean, we all knew that.
They're kind of made. San Francisco is famous for sourdough.
It's kind of like
one of their foods. But
I didn't know that.
I've been there a few times.
For it,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this place is there. They're like, oh, we have the best. And, you know,
cool.
It's kind of like Philly cheesesteaks in Philly.
Or hot chicken in Nashville.
Yeah. What are some of the other clues?
So at the beginning of the podcast, she thanked Jason Kelce for screaming. She said, screaming for like 47 seconds.
Mm-hmm. An oddly specific time.
Yes.
Very odd.
She obviously timed it.
Yes. That just so happened to be Levi's Stadium, where the Super Bowl is taking place, was the 47th stop on her Eras tour.
Oh, well, say no more. It's as plain as the nose on my face.
The leaps of logic you have to, the rocks you have to jump to cross this river to get to she's playing the Super Bowl is kind of amazing.
Yeah. So, and last year, I guess Kendrick Lamar, who performed at the Super Bowl, was announced in September. So they're thinking that she'll be announced in September too.
She does have an album coming out in the fall.
I mean, the timing for promotion would be perfect.
Promoting would be great.
Yeah.
I so want Taylor Swift to perform at the Super Bowl. One, I'm a fan, but that's fine. I mostly want it because I know Gina can't stand hearing about Taylor Swift, so it's just going to be torture for her.
Yeah, have to sit through 20 minutes of it during the Pepsi Cola halftime show.
I think it would be entertaining, though, just because she has so many songs.
She does.
So she would sing like 10 seconds of
each one.
Song. Yeah, like what would she pick?
It's a medley.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm really, to me, the entertainment is the months leading up to the show.
Uh-huh.
Gina rolling her eyes.
And all football fans, too. Like, that would just piss football fans off as well.
And you're a huge football fan.
And I'm a huge football fan. Yeah, I am with them.
You know, all these clues they've collected, and they've obviously come to the conclusion she'll be the Super Bowl entertainment. If all the Swifties could use their talents of skill of detective work for real reasons, they could have found a cure for cancer by now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The Epstein files would be out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forget that. Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Gina's birthday today.
Woo!
Happy birthday. So your husband, Landon, wants to do something special for your birthday this week?
Yeah.
Take you out?
Yeah, he works tonight, so, and I said that was fine, it's okay. So he wanted to go to the fair tomorrow.
The fair, the Wilson County
almost
Fair.
Almost 100 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, we were talking about it on, like, Thursday or Friday, and I was like, let me look at the weather first before we determine. Because, like,
before
not only is it hot, like, I'm pregnant, and usually I'm cold, you know, whenever I go places. But, like, when you're growing a human inside of you, you become an oven, and it's true. Like, I'm warm now. I can't remember the last time I plugged my little space heater in over here. So I looked, and I was like, it's going to be 98 degrees on
98
Tuesday.
98 degrees
We're
tomorrow.
Not going. Like, I'm putting my foot
and
down.
And that's just the regular temperature. That's not, like, the feels-like temperature.
Right, or the humidity.
Yeah.
Because that's the other killer, too. It's like, I'll find some shade, but it's not going to make any difference.
And no offense, Wilson County Fair, but, I mean, it's on concrete. It's in the bright sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if you just you want to crawl out of there.
I've been campaigning to try to move it to October.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it's,
that makes sense.
You know, possible to go where, like, every food sitting on the ground doesn't become fried fair food.
Right.
It's just, it's brutally hot. It used to be based, like, I know they would do the fair stuff, like, before the school year would start and all that stuff. But, like, none of that happens anymore. You don't have to have it when it's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
You could wait.
They do it. I think a lot of times they did it in conjunction with the harvest.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, our crops are in. Let's celebrate by going to the fair.
Yeah,
but we don't do that anymore.
And there's no harvest right now. All the crops are dead because it's been so hot.
Exactly.
And it's Wilson County.
Yes.
It's just strip malls now.
Yes.
There's no farming.
Yes.
No.
Bring it to a better time of year.
Yeah, so, please.
The saying is, you know, like, we're so frustrated with the heat. Is there some way we can express our frustration? Perhaps through song.
Oh my God, Becky, look at the back of his pants.
Nobody sweats that much.
Looks like he fell in the toilet.
Oh, gross.
I got swamp ass and I cannot lie. I feel it running down my thigh. Kind of a shock, a big wet spot. Every place I stop, it's gross. A bubbling freak running down my cheeks. I hear the ladies talking. I squish when I am walking.
Okay, that's plenty.
So true.
Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Gender Wars time again. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. We love it when it gets personal playing Gender Wars. We have a married couple from Murfreesboro, Brock and Amy, ready to go at it and test the limits of their relationship.
So glad you joined us today.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
So here's a Get Acquainted question. You can both answer. It doesn't have to be the same answer. Starting with you, Amy, what's that thing you can't find right now?
Well, I'm missing a pair of socks. That I can't find. It's my favorite pair of socks.
Mm. Frustrating.
I can't seem to find that one sock.
Did the dryer eat it?
Yes.
Well,
I'm wearing them right now.
And I found those.
He said I'm wearing them
Brock
right now.
Brock just admitted to the crime.
That's right.
He stole them. Yeah. All right, Brock, what are you looking for that you can't find right now?
I can't find the power supply to my neck massager.
Ooh.
So it's just sitting there doing nothing?
And Amy's like, it's in my pocket.
I think I know where it is.
All right.
There's a lot of issues going on here that are going unsaid.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah, whoever loses the game has to go find it.
That's right.
Okay,
all right.
Plan.
You realize they don't all work together, right, Amy?
I do. Thank you.
Ooh. Here we go. Competition heating
You're
up.
You're spicy this morning.
All right, let's go. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice, Amy. Is Guinness beer, is that imported from Germany, Ireland, or France?
That would be Germany.
No.
No. Okay, I really stink at beer.
it's Irish beer. It's from Ireland.
Okay. No point.
Everyone's yelling at me right now.
No. All right, Brock. Was Belinda Carlisle the lead singer of the Go-Go's, the Bangles, or the Pointer Sisters?
That would be the Go-Go's.
You're right. Yes.
Good job.
Taking he learned that lead. From me.
There you go.
Place on earth.
All right, you can tie it up here, Amy. How many players make up the starting lineup for a baseball team?
Oh, man. I know he's going to know this. So,
it's like I'm no in say, German.
I'm going to say four.
Four. Maybe a few more. It's nine.
Yes.
Is it not? Okay,
nine, which means no in German.
Yeah, he was trying to give you a secret clue.
Does. Nine. Oh, man.
Okay, Brock.
If you get this one, you've won the game. There's
it's
no way
over.
Amy can come back.
What cable network produces the Real Housewives reality shows?
I hate to say I know this. I think it's Bravo.
It is Bravo.
And we say Bravo to you, Sarah. Yes. You won the game.
Congratulations.
I don't know why he knows that.
You guys will have to have a rematch sometime very soon. But Brock, you are the winner. And even though you know the prize is for you, I'm sure you'll share it with your wife.
That's right.
Perhaps.
Gina, what do we have for
Hopefully.
These fine people?
Yeah, we have 2-day passes to the Pilgrimage Festival.
Yes.
Wow. Thank cool. you, guys.
Yeah, right. Thank you for playing.
Congratulations. Now Amy has to go find the charger for your massager.
That's right.
I know she'll do it. It's okay.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim
thank
on Total
guys.
Hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, who is PETA going after now?
Oh, jeez.
Mario Kart!
What?
Apparently, there's a new character in the Mario Kart from a Nintendo game. It's called, the actual name of the game is Mario Kart World Cow. There's a cute little cow who's Aww. One of the drivers. And they're complaining that the cow character has a ring in its nose. And they say, that's a stereotype.
They're getting mad about digital cows? Saying,
it's not a style choice. It's a cruel tool they use to control and hurt cattle in for meat and dairy industry.
Oh, my gosh.
So they do realize it's a pretend cow. And how do they know? Maybe the cows like it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're saying, you know, all the other cows make fun of him if you don't have a nose
Doesn't
ring.
Doesn't Donkey Kong have a necklace? Well, are they just going to be like...
Why aren't they complaining about that?
Yeah.
And what are their thoughts on Animal Crossing? That's full of animals that aren't real.
Well, here's another story about animals. The guy who dressed up as he's a furry and he went to go live with wolves in Colorado wearing full fake fur and a plastic fangs and had a Bluetooth speaker playing recorded howls so they would accept him is a hoax. It's not true.
No.
Oh,
this was passed around on a lot of stuff like Facebook about this guy. It was like, yeah, what an idiot. He got mauled by wolves after trying to do
dressed
something
like a wolf.
Stupid. No, they made it. It's from a parody site that made the story up.
Oh,
okay.
Checked it out. It's not real.
Oh, that's
but
a
we
shame.
Wish it was
that's
real.
A shame.
Yeah, I kind of do wish it was real. Did you guys know that every piece of sourdough bread that is sold at Cracker Barrel is actually from a bakery here in Lebanon?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know their headquarters are here, but like, it all starts
it
here.
It all
huh?
starts here, yeah. They have tons of ovens, and it's been for the past like 40 years
wow.
that they've been serving this bread at Cracker Barrel nationwide.
That whole sourdough thing is wild. You talk to people who like make it,
yeah.
and they go, oh yeah, this is the same sourdough my great-grandmother had.
Yeah, you have the starter dough.
I know, and then you can get the starter from like 2,000 years ago. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That might have gone bad. I don't know.
The Woody and Jim joke off, where we tell terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
They're so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Gina can laugh, but Woody and I, you know, that we're trying to not laugh.
All right. Okay, I'll start round number two. Jim, I have a pet termite named Clint. Clint eats wood.
That's cute.
Thanks.
Woody, I hate when someone rings my doorbell because then I have to drop whatever I'm doing to be silent to pretend I'm not home.
That's just life in 2025. Yep. Jim, you know, when three people make love, it's called a threesome. When two people make love, it's called a twosome. That's why people call me handsome.
No laugh, but you got to clap.
It was a long trip to get there, but well worth it.
I tried to have a filthy conversation with my wife when she was applying a mud pack. You should have seen the filthy look she had on her face.
Mm. Jim, I've started collecting coins.
Really?
I think the change will do me good.
I went to a haunted bed and breakfast in France.
Mm.
I left. The place was giving me the crepes.
Crepes. Jim, you know, they originally called trampolines jumpolines.
Really?
Mm. Until your mom got on one.
Oh!
I thought that was going to do it. Thought
Yo
I was gonna
mama.
Do it. Held on. Held on. Through the mama joke.
I love that.
Things I hated as a child. Getting spanked and naps. Things I love as an adult. Getting spanked and naps.
Jim, I told my family I wanted to be cremated. I have an appointment next Thursday.
Ow.
They made that for me.
At my last colonoscopy, I had the doctor write a note to tell my wife my head was not up there.
Ah. Jim, do you know that more humans eat bananas than monkeys?
Hmm.
Personally, I've never eaten a monkey.
Okay.
Okay. And we drive the stake through its heart for another week. It is Gina's birthday today. Yay!
Ooh, yeah.
So
old.
Do you love birthdays? Do you celebrate your own birthday in a big way?
Yeah, yeah. And I used to, like, I was all about birthdays and mm-hmm. my birthday growing up and stuff. And I think I've calmed down a little bit.
Well, yeah, birthdays change as you get older.
Definitely. Like, it was funny. I was packing my things up to leave the house this morning, and I was looking around, and I was like, man, you know, all I kind of want for my birthday is for my husband to, like, pick up the house. Like, that would be a great birthday present. You know, like,
clean
the garage. And not that he doesn't. Like, he does. He does. Yeah. He's helpful. But, like, it's, you know, a couple years ago, I would want, like, makeup or...
Right. Some clothes or an accessory.
Yeah.
Shoes or a vacation or
yeah.
something.
And
yeah.
now I'm like, don't spend any money. Just, like, make me breakfast. And he actually had offered. And I said, you know, don't get up early. Don't do that. Like, that's, you know, I appreciate it. But
yeah.
But yeah, like, it's funny how things change. And even, like, what you do for your birthday changes. Like,
mm-hmm.
last year was my Dirty 30 and bachelorette party. So we went to Austin and we were out. But still, by 10 o'clock, I was like, all right, I'm ready to go to bed. know? And my friends are all single and they're like, no, let's stay out. I'm like, no, I want my pillow.
We're not going to do cake and presents till 2 a.m.
Yeah. And now I'm like, you know, people are like, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, maybe I'll go get a facial, or I'm going to be in bed by 7.
Oh.
You okay. know, like.
There's just that one chair you like. You may sit in it for a while.
Yeah. Try and get like 9 or 10 hours of sleep. That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Yes. So.
In one night. You get 9 or 10 hours during the course of the week.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny how things change.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're a kid, you just want nothing but toys.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a grown-up, you're like, I don't know. I just rather, like, nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when somebody sings happy birthday to you after it reaches a certain age, you're like, oh, just stop. Just stop. Okay, give me put the sombrero on my head, and okay, we're at a restaurant. Go ahead. Just let's get it over with.
I had a teacher in high school who, for her birthday, she would bring, like, donuts and stuff to the class,
yeah.
and I totally get that now. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I brought you guys cookies today. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, let's give back. I don't need anything anymore. Let's just, like, give back.
Yeah, you shift focus.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care about me anymore. Let me just give it to other people.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Who needs a Woody and Jim mood boost? You do.
I'm feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a really cool full circle moment. There's a Nashville judge. His name is Jim Todd, and he works as a special prosecutor for violent and gang-related juvenile offenders, so young kids. And he is the man who prosecuted Jelly Roll back in 2000.
Oh, wow.
I believe an aggravated robbery might have been the charge.
Mm.
Well, this judge now has a program for at-risk youth who could be going into gangs and doing bad things. That helps them find a career and a trade that gives them, you know, something to look forward to.
Yeah, second chance on life.
That's
yeah.
Great.
And Jelly Roll has now joined up with the man who sent him off and is helping him because he knows.
Wow.
What made me want to partner with y'all is that y'all understand that a lot of those kids, they don't know it's possible.
So, yeah, the man who put him away and the man who went away are now working together to help other kids so that it doesn't happen to them.
That is awesome.
That's so cool.
Great work.
Yeah. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
What are we doing today, you guys?
Gina's birthday. What are you doing?
Yes. I'm going to go home and take a nap. And then, I don't know. I think my husband has some presents for me to open.
Nice.
And then I got a gift card to, or like for a facial. So I might see if there's an opening tonight. If not,
cool deal.
Schedule that some other day. Yeah.
All right. Enjoy being slathered.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the dentist in a little bit to get a crown. I don't really need it. It's just air conditioned, so I'm going to go anyway.
Right.
Then I might, leave the air conditioned comfort of the dentist chair to mow my lawn.
Uh-oh. Mm. Yeah.
Pray for me.
I actually need to check out a dentist because I broke a tooth and my tongue has been like rubbing against the jagged edge.
Yeah.
And it's been hurting. But I realized that in my current situation of near poverty that I have let my dental insurance lapse.
Oh, shoot.
So if anybody would like to do it for free, if any of their mad scientist dentists would like to just experiment on my mouth.
Don't need to be a dentist.
Yeah. Just anybody with a pair of pliers.
Got some pointy things. Yeah. Woody's available.
Yeah. Or a file.
Yeah. Plus, I got to take back the toilet seats that I bought the wrong size.
Oh, yeah.
So off to the UPS store. Thank you, Amazon. Guys, have a great day. We'll catch you later.